different ways for the treifa food to give a bli into the kosher food. You can have aydei bishul with roitev, and then it ases kedei kulo. You can have kovish kamavushal, ases kedei kulo. You can have tzliya, only ases kedei netilo. Then you can have meliche, melich kiresech the tzli, only ases kedei klipa. There's a shaila in Tosis where the tzliya ases kedei klipa kedei netilo. So we machriya this pshar. We say that with respect to tzli, it ases kedei netilo, which is slightly more. And with respect to Malicha, it only asks Kadei Klipa. So the klal is that if there's no Reitev, if you have a Reitev, so then it's Mevald Balatam Kadei Kuloi. Or if it's Kavish Kambavushal, so the Tam goes Kadei Kuloi. But if it's only Tzliya, only Malicha, and there is no Reitev there, so then it only goes Kadei Klipa Kadei Netilah. So now in Shulchan Aruch, in Tzadik Beis, Siv Beis, they quote Agimor and Daf Kufches. Kufches is the famous sugya that's known as the sugya of Tipas Cholov. Because the Mishnah of Kufches and an Aleph starts off with the words Tipas Cholov Shenafla Ala Chatifa. You have a piece of flesh that's on top, you have a whole pot full of meatballs, a whole pot full of pieces of meat, and you have roitev, and a little Tipas Cholov falls on the top piece of meat, so if it has Nesinas Tam, if he gives a Tam Cholov, so that Chatifa is Osir. And the rest of the chatichas are not, the rest of the chatichas, but the roitev are not mitztarfim to be mevatel b'shishim. The tipas cholavas is that chaticha. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara, what if near okisa, what if he sees that milk fell in, so right away his instinctive reaction is, he knows that it's going to ask the chaticha, so he starts stirring around the whole pot. He stirs around the whole pot, and now, because he knows that he wants to get the tipas cholov, the piece of meat that had the tipas cholov fell on it, he wants it to be below the surface of the roitev, so all of the roitev and all of the chatichas below the surface of the roitev will all be mitzarf to be mevatel b'shishim. So if either near mitchilo, or if kisa mitchilo, even if he's not minar, he puts the lid on top, so if either near or kisa, so then the Gemara says everything is mitzarf to be mevatel. The Rambam's lashon is noer omechasa. He's recommending you should mix it up. That's what the Shach writes in Tzadik Beis Sifkot and Gimel. He says this whole Sif Beis is a direct quotation, word for word, lashon Rambam. And then the Shach asks the question: what do you mean noer? Since when is he allowed to mix everything in together? What happened to the din of emavatam yisulachatchila? So there's a discussion over here. So the klal here is that if kiso, everything has been starved to be mevatel b'shishim. Why? But the tipas cholov is on top of the upper chaticha, and they have the surface of the roitev is up until here. Now you have a couple of chatichas above the roitev. So why does it help with kiso? So the assumption is that hevel is dina kiroitev. Even if you don't actually have roitev, when you have a pot of soup that's half full and half empty, you have a lid on top and everything is cooking, so there's going to be thick steam on top. So the thick steam on top is considered hevel, dinakir reitev, and the reitev is meval balatam kidei kula, and everything has been starved to be mevatel b'shisha. So kisa is the equivalent of no air. If he would have been nor, if he would have stirred the whole pot, and he would have pushed the chatichas basa that has a tipas cholav on it to the bottom, and now you have below the surface of the roitev, you have shishim, you have over shishim, so everything would be mitzarf to be mevatel. So even if he didn't push it to the bottom, the chatichas basa with the tipas cholov is sitting on top of the whole roitev, but you put on the lid. So when you put the lid on, so there's going to be a lot of hevel. So that's the assumption, hevel dina kiroitev, so that's meval b'lahol tam. This principle, the hevel dina kiroitev, appears later also. Let's see, in Tzadik Beis, Sif, the end of Sif Zion. Just to repeat the same thing over again. In the Ramah, the last two lines in the Ramah. Tipa Hanofeles, that's the sin in Tzadik Beis, Sif Zion, the last three lines, the last four lines in the Ramah. Tipa Hanofeles, Al Gabi Kisu Kidero. Dina Kinofla, Al Gabi Kidero, Neger Haroita, Bhushis, Chalak Dera, Laharsiach. Those oila hazer, there's going to be thick steam inside in the empty pot on top of the pot. Magil akisui, and we assume that hevel is dinikiraitim. So the Biragwa writes there in Lamed Ches, he says, as mentioned above in Sif Beis, the benir or kisa, havikim of kula b'tercha reitev. That kisa, since you're going to have hebel dina kereitev, so it's mevalbal atam kedei kula. Same is repeated in, the question is the same repeated in Sifches, the next line in the Mechaber. The same is repeated in Sifches, so it's not the same. Machava shal cholav shenosna b'gder tachas kedei, b'kira tachas kedei v'shal basa. You have flesh, a pot of flesh cooking on top, and then you have a pan of milk directly below it, and the fire is on. and part of the milk is going to evaporate. There's always going to be evaporation. So the Mechaber writes, Hazeya, the evaporation, oile, whenever you cook tea, whenever you cook something, so the steam evaporates and it goes up, doesn't go down. Hazeya oile, benivla, bigdeira, v'yosrosa. This is a chiddush that the what evaporates when you have milk and you evaporate it, so you're going to be left behind with milk powder. So what evaporates? The H2O, the water should bow. The water should bow should be mamish parava. It should be parava. So the din is that it's not so. The din is that it's milchik. It could be that it's milchik mid rabbana. Could be that it's milchik mid atera. What's taka the din? Mei cholov. If it started off as milk, and then you separated all the curds and you separated all the particles of cheese from the milk, and now you left mamish with water. So that's paravim in HaTorah. We learned the Gemara, mei cholov. And the Rishonim said, mei cholov. Okay, so mei cholov is paravim in HaTorah. It's only milchik with the Rabbanon. What's taka the steam over here? When you have milk that evaporates, the steam is milchik only with the Rabbanon because mamish H2O. It's only the water. All of the curds shebow are going to remain behind. That's going to be the milk powder. So this is only milchik mid rabbanon. This would be milchik mid atayra. What's an afkamina? So the Shulchan Aruch says, here, take a look in Ches, in Sif Ches. The Ramah says, because amay shamachvas megula, the bottom part where the milk is being warmed up, the milk is being cooked, is open, there's no lid on it. V'hazeya oyla min hamaychal atzma l'gderu shaleh, v'gam mayri. It's also talking that the machvas on the bottom is so close to the flesh on top that when the steam that evaporates bumps into the machvas on top, it's going to be yatzo lettuce. If the steam is not yatzo lettuce, that's not the bishul, so it does not. So the gamari should be korv kol kach she yatzo lettuce b'zeh b'malkam shenigeh b'gder avleim eina yatzo lettuce. If it's not yatzo lettuce, so less than yatzo lettuce is considered tzaynin. So tzaynin is no belief. Fine. So the, let's say Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva about this. Let's say you're cooking milk on the stove and then you have a piece of flesh hanging on top and the milk is evaporating and the steam is bumping into the flesh on top and it's unclear. How do you know? How do you have Ruach HaKodesh? How do you know whether the steam was yatzo lettuce when it bumped into the salami on top and it bumped into the flesh that's hanging on top or is below yatzo lettuce? So is this a sfeika deraisa? L'chumra, is this a sfeika derabon l'kuli? You have no way to ascertain. So if you say that when the milk evaporates it's meimei cholov, Amish H2O, it's mei mechol, it's paravim in Atar, it's only melechig midi rabbonon. So it'll be a sveka de rabbonon lekula. Even on top is flesh, it's not chicken, but it's not derech bishul. If it's not yatzo lettuce, if it's not yatzo lettuce, so there's no bishul, so just wash off the flesh on top. Is this a sveka de raisa, or is this a sveka de rabbonon? You don't know if it's yatzo lettuce. If you hold that it's mei mechol of, that the worst it can be is going to be the rabban. So if you have a suffix, whether it's yatzo lettuce, you just wash off the flesh on top, it'll be mutter. But if you hold that no, that it's not yet mei mecholov, why shouldn't it be mei mecholov? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank comes to that hachra. He thinks that the only time kol zman that the steam is still connected with the milk on the bottom, he thinks that it's still milchik min haTorah. He thinks that originally everything was milchik. That's what we mentioned as a darkei tshuva. Darkei tshuva raises an issue. Let's say I cooked. I have flesh cooking with a reitiv, flesh cooking and soup, and by mistake we poured in a little milk, and we're not sure if we have shishim against all the milk, but we know for sure that we have shishim against the percentage of the curd shabo. What percentage of all milk is H2O? What percentage is the curds? I think something like 83% is just plain old water. So, So the Darkei Tshuva quotes Achrayim who discussed this case. What if I have a Sofik Shishim? I'm not sure if I have I have no way to ascertain. I don't know how much we poured in. So I don't know if we have Shishim against all the milk that we poured into the flesh that's cooking, but I know for sure that we have Shishim against the 25% or the 20%, whatever is less than 20% of the curd shibo. So do you say Sofik the Rabbana Lakula? The H2O shibo is parva from day number one. Only the milk shibo, only the curd shibo. So keneged the 20% that's milchik, that I know for sure I have other shishim. Keneged the rest that's only milchik mid the Rabbanan, so that's a sveka the Rabbanan Lakula. I'm not sure if I have shishim. What do you say? No. So the Darkei Tshuva quotes Nachrenim that calls man that the milk is together, the curds are together with the whey, with the H2O, everything is milchik ben atorah. It only becomes parve after you separate it. Calls man is together, it's milchik mederaisa. So that's what Tzvi Pesach Frank assumes. Only after you separated the hainu, you took out, you made mei mecholav, you made cheese, and then you made cheese from the whey, and now you're left with mamish mei mecholav. So if you would, let's say, if you would be cooking milk, and the milk would evaporate, and then you would catch, and then you would condense the steam, and it would convert into water. Then you mix it into some other pot of flesh. So that'll be part of a minatar. That'll only be milchik midrabban. But he thinks over here that kozman, the steam is still connected. The steam is still coming up from the bowl of the pot of milk on the bottom. He thinks that since it's still connected, it's not considered separated yet. He thinks that it's still milchik midrabban. Based on the Darkei Tshuva, that the H2O that's in all of the milk is milchik min haTorah. It becomes parva only after you separate, and he doesn't think that this is considered separated yet. He thinks that it has to be mamish separated. So here there's a question here in Sifches. In Sifches, it says, Machla shel cholov, shenisona bekira tachas gedera shel bosa, hazea oyle menivla begedera v'yosrasa, and it makes the flesh on top into basa b'chola, because the steam is also hevel is dina kiraitiv, and it's nivla. There's no blia in thin air. Let's say I'm cooking milchiks in an oven, and there's no steam in the oven. So let's say the oven has treif of blias in the wall. So the pashtus is that blias don't fly in mid air. Blias only go if there's raitiv to remove the blia from the doifnei hakira, from the walls and from the roof of the kira, or if you have thick steam, so hevel is dina kiraita. But if there's no hevel, so then, or if the hevel is not yatzoledes, but then it's not going to be maflit the blia. So here's the shayla when the mechaber writes the loshen asif says hazer leminivla bigdera vi ois rosa, the fleshi gdera on top becomes straight. Why doesn't he mention also that the milk on the bottom becomes straight? There's a sif later in Shulchan Aruch, I'll have to look for it. There's a sif, what if by mistake you're cooking milk in a pot and you put by mistake a fleshig lid? Or you put cutting fleshigs in a pot and you put by mistake a milchig lid on top. And the pot on the bottom is half full, half empty, and the lid on top is, the lid is touching the walls of the pot, but it's not touching the food on the bottom. Same below yetz mikli lekli below right, the fleshig and the milchig lid on top doesn't give a blia into the other pot, so does it make the food on the bottom tray? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you have hevel dina kiraitav, if you have thick steam, so that's considered as if there would be raitav connecting the fleshig lid on top with the milchig food on the bottom. So the hevel makes treif the food on the bottom, and makes treif the lid on top. They both become treif because the hevel is dina kiraitav, it's meval balatam. So why is over here the mechaber writes hazeh ole v'nivel v'gdeira the oisrasa in ases the fleshiks on top, why doesn't it mention that the milk on the bottom becomes aser as well? So the Dogon Levavah writes on the side, my Shulchan Aruch printed on the side of Sifches, the Gam HaMachlis Nesra, Shazeh Nesra, the Yisrasa. He says that the steam is going to not only cause the milchik bliya to go into the fleshik pot, it's going to take the fleshik bliya from the pot on top and bring it back down into the milchik bliya. So it's a little bit strange why the Mechaber only writes one direction if the Dogon Levavah says they both become osa. So the Darkei Tshuva has a comment over here that's very relevant to Halach. He says he thinks there's a difference between Hevel and Zeil. What it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you have a pot that's half full, half empty, you're cooking fleshiks on the bottom, by mistake, you put a milchik lid. put or the cooking milchiks on the bottom, and by mistake you put a fleshig lid. So when you lift up and you're cooking everything and it's bubbling and it's boiling, when you lift up the lid, you have to be careful not to burn your face, because there's going to be thick steam. So thick steam in Hebrew is called hevel. And hevel is dina kiraitev. That takes the bliya out of the lid and puts it in the bottom, takes the bliya from the bottom, puts it in the top, goes both directions. But here the Shulchan Aruch is talking about invisible evaporation. Whenever you cook anything, there's always going to be some evaporation. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about zeya, it's not talking about hevel. So even though kisa we had in Tzadik Beis, based on the Gemara, near v'kisa, Rambam says l'chatchila, nowhere, o mechasa, it's muta l'chatchila to do it. That's what the Shach and Rabbi Kivega work on. How could it be muta l'chatchila? What happened to him about the nisa l'chatchila? So that's what they work on. But leaving out the Rambam about noir o mechasa, the Gemara says, if near or kisa, if he did it, but he have it. If he either stirred everything all together, everything is mitzdaref to be mevatel b'shishim, or if he was mechasa, so mechasa a kisui on top, and everything is cooking on the bottom, there's going to be hevel. So hevel dina kiraitev, so it's going to go in both directions. But here the Shulchan Aruch perhaps is talking only about zeya, not about hevel. So if you have zeya, then it's only going to be one directional. It's not going to be two directions. That's how the Dark Yeshuva quotes of Yerachayim, who distinguish between hevel, which is thick steam, which is visible, that's dina kiraitev, and zeya, which is one directional.
Where do we find
this kind of Zeya in the Gemara? Where do we find there is a chiluk such as a Zeya instead of Hevel?
The Mokar for
Zeya of all places is a Tshuvas Harosh, who says it based on a Mishnah in Makshirin. Does the Bir Agro quote it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bir Agro quotes it in Lamed Tes. There's a Tshuvas Harosh who says it based on a Mishnah in Makshirin. Mishnah Shirin is talking that you have you have a hot mikveh, or you have hot something that's tomei, and then there's going to be moisture somewhere else, but you don't see any thick steam. There's just evaporation, and then it's going to condense somewhere else. So it's, when it's not thick steam, so that itself is a chiddush, that zeya, the zeya samashkim is dina kemashkim. That itself is a chiddush. If it would be hevel, the hevel is mamish dina kiraitev. That's the Gemara near v'kisa. That we know. How do you know that zeya, if it's invisible, invisible shouldn't count? Anything invisible shouldn't count. So he says, no, that's based on a Mishnah Makshirin. The question is, how can you prove from a Mishnah Makshirin? Makshirin is talking about Tumah v'Tara. Here we're talking about Issa v'Hetar. So how do you learn that from Issa mitumah lo yafino? The Gemara has a rule. The Gemara has in Perek Mitzvus Chalitza. Issa mitumah lo yafino. Is that kasha? But that's the mocker, is the Tshuvas Harosh, based on that Mishnah and Machshir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Rama only speaks about the Machabat being uncovered. Does it matter that the Gedera is covered or not?
The Gedera is on top.
The Gedera is on top. Does it matter whether the Gedera is covered? It's the steam going through the bottom of the Gedera into the flesh over there. But it's not coming out of the Gedera, going back down into the...
If we assume that the hevel is thick steam, is dina kiraita, so let's say you would have a pot.
Comes out of the pot also,
let's say you have a hot pot with fleshiks in it that's sitting inside a bigger pot that has milchiks in it. So we are concerned that maybe the bliya goes through and through. We'll have to get to that. That's some rishonim claim that's an ibayit lev sheet in the Gemara and Zvachim, whether you have to be concerned that the bliya goes through and through. The Shulchan Aruch assumes that we have to be concerned about it. That's in Sif Hei. Tzadik Bei Sif Hei. So we assume that we are concerned about that possibility that the bliya goes through and through.
Is there no concept of keeping the bala mifrul apalit? Over here, there's no... If it's absorbing the hevel, the steam from the bottom, it's not...
No, there is no such assumption. No. Let's see. I wanted to discuss a little bit Tzadik Bei, Sif Ches, the last few lines in the Ramah. We just read the beginning of the Ramah, that the only time the Zeya Asas, when you have a pot of milk on the bottom and it's cooking and there's invisible evaporation and it hits the fleshig pot on top, so the fleshig pot becomes Asa, a chiddush. Even though it's not hevel, it's not visible, it's not thick steam, it's invisible evaporation, But based on the Mishnah Machshirim, even invisible is also. Zeyas HaMashkim is Dinu Kimashkim. That's the Mishnah in Machshirim. So then the Ramah continues. If the Zeya is not going to be Yatzoled, is when it hits the, let's say I'm cooking milk. And the Zeya is not going to be Yatzoled. Let's say I hang up, some people have pots hanging on top of the stove. Or they have a salami hanging. That's the Ramo has that. A guy has a salami hanging, and then he's cooking milk on the bottom. So you have to be concerned the milk is going to evaporate, and this the evaporation, even is not going to be thick steam. The evaporation may be, the Zeya may be Yatzoled at the time that it bumps into the salami on top. So the Ramah says, but if you know that it's not Yatzoled, then there's no problem. You just have to wash off the salami afterwards, because you're going to have bien, you're going to have the milchik bien. The evaporation is milchik, either minatorim or the rabbanon, so you have to wash off the salami. So the Ramah writes, v'lachein, if it's not Yatzoled, it does not, so you just have to wash it off. V'lachein toilim bosa liyabish al kaderu shal cholov. The practice was that he used to hang up salamis on top of the stove, and they would cook milk on the stove, and the milk would evaporate. But why? Because we assume that it's so high up, the zeh is not going to be yatzoled. What happens if you're cooking milk if the salami is hanging very low? And if you wouldn't have a lid on the milk, then the evaporation, when it bumps into the salami, when it bumps into the meat, would be yatzoled. But I'm cooking milk there, and I have a lid on top. So there is no evaporation going up. Evaporation is going to go out a little bit to the sides, and it's going to dissipate. It's going to disappear. It's not going to be yatzoled because it's mechusa. V'cheinam ha-machbas on the bottom is mechusa. Hakol shari, there's no shayla. Why? Midah dehavi, it's comparable to shtei kederes hanoga zu bazu. We learned originally that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the first parak. So the Gemara says, meyodim lo halachto miyamecho litzur. You never visited a certain city where there are a lot of Jews and non-Jews living in the city, and they all stay in a motel together, and each one cooks his food in his own pot. And you have two pots on the burner, and two burners, one next to the other. The Jew cooks kosher food in the kosher pot, the Nochri cooks non-kosher food in the non-kosher pot, and the two pots are touching each other. So the Gemara says in the first parak on Avodah Zarah, you never saw that. Ma'aseh mechol yom is not a problem. So Tosfos bases the rule on that Gemara that's quoted in the Yerudea. Ein b'lo yetzim ekli lekli b'lo yreitev. We have two rules. Ein b'lo yetzim echaticha lechaticha b'lo yreitev. The b'liya doesn't travel past if you have tzli. So the b'liya only goes kedei netila and fartik. Why doesn't it keep on going weiter? The answer is no. Ein b'lo yetzim echaticha lechaticha b'lo yreitev. The b'liya doesn't go weiter. So there's another rule. Ein b'lo yetzim ekli lekli b'lo yreitev. So that's based on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the first parak. So he says, "Mita dehavi, this is but you're cooking milchiks over here, and the flesh is hanging over there. Isn't there a concern?" So he says, "No." The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, if you have the Jew is cooking kosher, and the non-Jew is cooking treif, and the pots are touching, it's not a problem. So you see, it's muta lachatchila. That's the way the practice was always like that. So we can do the same thing. We can have the salami hanging on top, and we can cook the milk on the bottom. As long as we know that the system is kosher, so there's no problem. Mida dehavi, ashtek deres negus of a zoo. They know some zoo zoo in a gear. Kosh can be there, doesn't pose a problem. Miu lachatchili yesh lizohe bechol ze. So this is a big shayla. How do you read this Ramah? Yesh lizohe bechol ze. You shouldn't have salamis hanging on top of the milk. And you shouldn't, even if you think that the zeh is not going to be yatzoled, because you may make a mistake, the zeh will be yatzoled sometimes. And you shouldn't cook milk on the bottom if you know that the salami is hanging so low that the evaporating milk will be yatzoled, but you can always be careful to keep the lid on. Once in a while you're going to forget, you're going to take the lid off. So the Ramah says, yesh lezor b'chol zeh. The Pashta says he goes on these two cases. When the zeh is not going to be yatzoled, so the zeh will be yatzoled, but you're going to keep a lid. You're going to keep it mechusa. But the Ramah meant to say yesh lizor lechatchila b'chol zeh, even on shtek deres hanoga zu b'zu. That's a chanof in a Gemara. That's a Gemara of Arizah. Me'odam lo halachta mi'amecha letzur. He never visited the city. The Gemara there says in the first parak in Arizah, when it comes December 25th, so there's some of the Nochem so from. Frum used to be by the Litvisha Balimusa. Frum used to be a dirty word. They said a galah has to be frum. A yid has to be erlach. They used to say jokingly that frum is a reshetavus, feel rishis, and veinig mitzvahs. galochim have to be frum, to demonstrate your piety in public. That's called frum. So religious Jews, the Bali Musa felt you don't have to demonstrate how frum you are. So the Gemara says there in the first parak in Avodah Zarah that there used to be of the Avodah Zarah, some of them were really adukim b'Avodah Zarah, some of them were really frum, and others were not so aduk in Avodah Zarah. So to demonstrate some of the shopkeepers, if you go shopping in their store, so December 25th, that season of the year, they give a certain percentage of all of the profits that they make to the church. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to go shopping in the stores that have, if they have a holly hanging in front of the store, so that was a siman l'dover to know that they're frumagoyim and they're giving 20% to the church. If they don't have a holly hanging, even though they're up there, but they're not so frum, they're not going to give any donations to the church. So the Gemara says, you got permitted to go shopping in these stores, you're not allowed to go shopping in those stores. So the Gemara says, we allow that. One store next to the other. You can go shopping here, you can't go shopping here. So the Gemara says, we do it all the time. You never went to Tzur. The Jews are cooking in the motel next to the Goyim, and the two pots are touching each other, Taisa says. That we do it. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that it's Heta Gorma Lechatchila. So what does the Ramos say? Lechatchila Yesh Lizor B'chol Zei Kutza Hagor Shari Dura. He's telling us that what it says in the Gemara is Maisi Mechayom Yina Lardu Lechatchila. Or the Ramos just means to say from the Shari Dura, in Hagor Shari Dura, you're not allowed to do the other two things. To rely that the salami is going to be so high it's not going to be atzaletas. Sometimes you make a mistake and the evaporating milk will be atzaletas. And to rely that you're always going to have a lid on the milk, but if you take off the lid, then the steam is going to be atzaletas. So to rely that you're always going to keep in mind to keep the lid on, you may make a mistake. So maybe the ram only goes on that. That's the pashta. So that's a shayla aloch lemaisa. This is in industrial kashrus. A lot of times you have a plant has two products, one is absolutely treif and one is absolutely kosher, and they have two pipes, mamish, touching each other. Shteket there is no gazubazu. But there's no reitav in between. They're both burning hot. Everything is going through with burning hot at the same time. So, and there is no reitav in between. If there's moisture in between, so the moisture is going to get burning hot. Ein below yetz meklilikli, below reitav, but if this reitav does go through, there is no reitav. The two pipes are dry, but everything is burning hot. So did the Ramon mean to say that that's not permitted lechatchila? So Zamach Reinem want to say like that. The Pashtus is that the Ramon doesn't go on that. Pashtus is Yesh Lizor lechatchila b'chol zeh doesn't go on Shteiket there. That's enough in the Gemara. How can you say that something that's mufurish in the Gemara lehetere, all of a sudden we have a minig not to allow? We're more pious than the Tanoim. The Tanoim and Amarim, they say it's het gomer, it's het gomer. Doesn't make sense to make a chumah that's keneged enough in the Gemara. So that's a deal. Some Achrayim want to say that the Rama meant to say lechatchila you shouldn't do that. Let's see. Tzadik Dalet Sivav, we discussed a little bit yesterday. Discussed it already a while. There was a machlekes harishonim. That's the in industrial kashas. This comes up all the time. Whether you say chatir chanas nevela bishari surim or not, that was tzadik beis siv dalet. The mechaber paskens like rov harishonim that chanan only applies to basa b'cholav, and the Ramo says like the rabbeinu tami yeshonim that was tzadik beis siv dalet. So this chumras haramo based on the rabbeinu tam that we say chatir chanas nevela afilu bishari surim only applies to an iser. If a kazayis of chelav, a kazayis of dam falls into a pot of soup and you don't have shishim kenegdai, and then a whole bowl of soup falls into another pot of soup, and I know that the bowl of soup can't have more than a kazayis of chelav, can't have more than a kazayis of dam. The whole thing that fell in was only maximum a kazayis of chelav, kazayis of dam. But since a whole bowl full fell into the new pot of soup, so that's the chumras haramot based on the rabbin and tam that you need shishim. Keneged the whole carrier of these. Yeah, that case happens to be lach balach. So lach balach, mikir adin, we really hold it. You don't say chanan bishari surim. That's only a chumra. So if it's a makam hefsim merub, then the Ramo himself is making. So even according to the Ramo that you say chanan bishari surim, that's only isurim. That you need shishim to be it's not enough to calculate shishim keneged the spoonful of chelev or the spoonful of dam that fell into the pot where you didn't have shishim. Yatavshishim keneged the whole carrier of the yisur. But what happens if a little spoonful of milk fell into a pot full of soup, parva soup, or a spoonful of flesh fell into a pot full of parva soup? and there is no shishim against it, and then a whole bowl of this fleshig soup, a whole bowl of the milchig soup falls into another pot. So you're going to say also chaticha atzman asis nevela, and you have to calculate shishim keneged the whole soup. So that's what the mechaber writes in Sivov. No, if you have bitzolam or yiroka shebluy mi basar, if it's only kosher flesh or kosher milk in parava, I have something parava that has a little fleshig in it, has a little milchig in it. I don't have shishim keneged the fleshig or the milchig. So whatever fell in makes it fleshig or milchig. Fine. Now, if this falls into another pot, you don't have to count, even according to the Ramah. Why in the world does the Mechaber write this? There's a pella. Mechaber doesn't offer Hanan Bishari Sur, so there's nothing to discuss. But he means to say, even according to the Ramah. The Ramah explains that the Shaykh Lom Mechaticha Atzmanas Nevel Hol Ba'adan Kulaheta, Lachin and Tzorch Nesha, Rakin Egen Mashibola. You don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevela if you're dealing with Hetera. Why is that? So we discussed already. If you have tipas chalav shenofla ala chaticha, tipas chalav falls on a piece of flesh, and it's ain't a nice and tam, so the din is that the piece of flesh doesn't become basa b'chalav. Is that based on bittel? I say that the chalav that fell into the flesh is bittel, because it's ain't a nice and tam, and that's why it's muta. So some rishonim said it's based on bittel. We had, what do we have? What's the name? The Aguda. The Aguda wrote in Maseches Nida that's based on bittel. And Tosis and the Rosh said, no, it's not based on bittel. Derech bishul aser Torah. If it's ain't a nice and tam, so the Yisr doesn't get off the ground. The Yisr doesn't begin in the first place. So that's the pashtus over here. We assume, like the Tosis and the Rosh, that when you have milk that falls into flesh and the milk does not succeed in giving an asinas tam, so you don't have to base it on bittel. It's not that it's bavel. This whole din of chaticha nas nevel bishari surim doesn't mean that when the chazer schmaltz falls into the vegetable soup, so the whole vegetable soup becomes chazer schmaltz. How can it be? It's not chazer, it's vegetables. How can it be? We had the Chavis Das proved it. The other day we had a Chavis Das, he said there's a din in second chelik yeriday. It's an often a Mishnah with an often a Gemara. I have chitim. The Jew has chitim or he has flour, kosher flour. And by accident, some yayin esach, hastam yeinam, gets absorbed into the chitim or into the flour. So yayin esach is also manos. So what's he going to do? So he can't use this flour to cook, to make bread or cake or cookies. So the Gemara says, if he sells it to a nochri for the same price that he sells normal flour, he's not charging extra because the flour is flavored with wine. The nochri doesn't want wine flour, wine-flavored flour. The nochri wants plain flour. So he's not gonna pay less for it. Maybe he will pay less. I don't know. It's a little damaged merchandise. The flour has the flavor of wine in it. He doesn't want the wine flavor. So if he doesn't pay more, as long as the nochri doesn't pay extra for the flour that I sell him because it has the stam yenim on it, so the Mishnah in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah say it's mutter. So the Chavis Das says, what happened to the din of chaticha atzmanas nevela? So he said, it doesn't mean chaticha atzmanas nevela doesn't mean that het nepach lios iser. That the flour now becomes yayin nesach. How can flour become yayin nesach? It's not wine. It's halacha when you calculate shishim, when you have to be mevatel, and the shach paskins that it's only by the rabbanon. Some rishonim held there was a din deraisa. Rabbi Kavega quoted the Tosef and Da'akuf and Beis deraisa, and we paskin the whole din is only by the rabbanon. What's the din over here? This din by the rabbanon. We assume by the rabbanon. When you calculate shishim to be mevatel isa, it's not sufficient that you have shishim keneged the amount of isa. You have to calculate shishim. Just the din of calculating the shishin. After calculating shishin, can I get the whole carrier of the isa? The soup is carrying the isa, so you need shishin, can I get the whole soup? That's only if you have to be mevatel something. So it's a din, you have to calculate shishin, can I get the whole carrier of the isa? But if you have a fleshix into parva, or milchix into parva, that's what it says in Sivov. When milk falls into flesh, and the shayla where it makes basa b'cholov, you don't need bittel. We don't follow that aguda. We hold you don't need bittel. Tosis and the Rosh said beferish. It's not based on bittel. Whenever the cholov doesn't succeed in giving the sinas tam into the basar, so the din of basar b'cholov doesn't get off the ground. There's nothing to discuss. So that's why it says over here, even if you hold chanan bishari surim, but it doesn't apply to hetera. Because when you have heter, when you have milk falling into flesh, you don't need bittel. And whenever it's in a nois and tam, so the whole issue of basar b'cholov doesn't get off the ground. So the melech, if a little milk falls into part of a soup and then a whole bowl full of soup falls into fleshiks, of course you don't need shishin connect the whole carrot. You don't need bittel at all. That's a formality. The din of Chanan b'shar Yisurim is a formality in bittul, not sufficient to be to calculate shishim keneged the yisur. You have to calculate shishim keneged the carrier of the yisur. But over here, you don't need bittul, so you can't have any formalities. If you know it's not nois and tam, so it's not nois and tam. If I have shishim, I know it's not nois and tam. That's a shaila we had in Tzadik Ches. The Mechaber paskins like the din of the Gemara. The Gemara says you have to imas kfeilo. The Gemara says on Tzadik Vav, Tzadik Zayin, Chulin, you give it to a kfeilo aramoy, you give it to a non-Jewish chef, and you ask him whether it has a tam isa. So if the Nochri says he doesn't taste the tam of an iser, so then it's bottled. So the Rishonim all asked the question, since when the beginning of Tzadik Ches, the first sif in Simen Tzadik Ches, so the Shach and the Taz, quote, the Rishonim raised the issue. Since when does a Nochri have namanis on Isurim? The Mishnah says Mechurz on Daf Chavtes that even a Jew only has namanis if he observes kashrus. Nochrim don't observe kashrus. They're not obligated, even if he does observe kashrus, he's practicing to convert. He's been keeping kosher for the last year. But he's not obligated to observe kashrus, so he doesn't have namanis. A person only has namanis in an area in halacha that he's obligated to observe, and he actually observes it. If he doesn't observe it, he's not mechuyev to observe it, he doesn't have namanis. It says, let's say, a woman observes taras hamishpacha, but they don't observe kashrus. So this woman could be nemenis to be the mikveh lady, because she observes taras hamishpacha, but she's not nemenis to have a kosher restaurant, because she doesn't keep kosher. Or if the reverse, a woman keeps kosher, strictly kosher, but she doesn't observe taras hamishpacha. So she's nemenis on the restaurant, and she's not nemenis to serve as the mikveh lady, because she doesn't keep that. Today we wouldn't want to have such a restaurant. I mean, how medakti could she possibly be on the kashrus if she doesn't keep taras hamishpacha? Or how medakti could she be already on the taras hamishpacha if she doesn't keep kosher? So we would not want to have such a person, because they probably, even in the area that they do observe, they probably don't observe it 100%. But strictly speaking, if you would have a case that you know they observe 100%, they observe kashrus 100%. And taras hamishpacha they don't observe. But taras hamishpacha they observe 100%. And kashas they don't observe 100%. So then the din is, and that area where they observe they're namonim, and the area where they don't observe, they're not namonim. So that's the question that all the Rishonim asked at the beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches. The Shach and the Taz both raised the question. How can the Gemara say you give the food to kfeila aramoa? Aramoa means anachri, Armenian chef. Kfeila is a chef. How can you trust anachri? Anachri shouldn't have namonim. So the Shach quotes, there are two answers. The Taz only has one answer, and the Shach quotes the Taz's answer and the other answer. So one answer is that the Nochri Misich Lefitumai has Namanis. Isn't this against the Gemara Sof Bava Kama? The Gemara says in the end of Bava Kama, a Nochri only has Namanis if he's Misich Lefitumai by Heter Agunas, and by another case there, Nechil Shal Dvarim, the Nochri has Namanis. In all other areas of Zaloche, it's a special kula midirabbanan, only in those two areas, mishum iguna, and the chil shel dvarim, I only own the bees midirabbanan, so the nochri has namanis. In a real issue, the nochri has no namanis misich lefitum. Isn't it beferish gemar? The nochri misich lefitum doesn't have namanis. So there's a long taz, so the taz explains, beginning of Tzadik Ches, that gemar is talking, the chil shel dvarim is a question of dini mamanis. There's a whole swarm of bees that are flying. And I claim that it's my bees, and my neighbor stole all of my nechil shadram. He stole the whole army of bees, and the neighbor says, not true, they're his bees. And a nochri comes and he says, like one of us, the nochri says. So the whole ownership that I have on the bees in the first place is only an ownership in the rabbanon. True, it's a case of dini mamonis. How was I kind of the bees in the first place? Because they flew into my what do you call it, beehive. They flew into my beehive. But I'm not kind of with the kinyan chutzah. It's a chutzah shenim b'shtameres. They flew in, they can fly out also. So you're only kind of the bees with the rabbanon. So the Gemara says that maybe the nochri has the manas to say who's the real owner of the bees. Because the whole bailus that the true owner has only a bailus with the rabbanon. It's not a bailus with the rabbanon. Mishum eguna kila b'rabbanon. If the nochri is misich lefitumah, it says namanas by agunas. That's also a question. How could they be mekel? V'chiyeshkech v'yachachamim. So there's a whole discussion, Rashi and the Ramban and the Tosfos, what is that based on? But the Gemara says that's a kula. So the Gemara says that this kula, Menachem Misich Lepitumai, only works in these cases. So the Taz says, yeah, these cases, Dini Mamanis and Dovah Shabdiyavi should really require Shnei Eidim Ksherim. And Anachri shouldn't be good at all. So then the Gemara says, we bend over backwards over here, Mishum Migunah Kila Be'Rabbanan, and the Kinyan and the Chil Shel Dvarim is only Medir Rabbanan. So there we're mekel to allow nemanis of the nochem. But by yerecha nemen b'yisurim, you don't even need two kosher eidim. Aganif is also neman. So nochem misich lepitum is also neman. And the yisurim, where yerecha is neman, so there's no issue. A nochem would have nemanis, provided it's misich lepitum. It's not misich lepitum, v'choshish, maybe he's meshakim. But otherwise it's misich lepitum, so there's no chashash that he's going to be meshakim. That's the answer that the Taz gives. The Shach quotes that answer. Half of the Rishonim say that answer. Shach mows everybody down. Taz, right? Shtikla Torah, you know. Taz didn't have so many svarim. Taz was a very poor man. The Shach had access. Shach died at the age of 39 or something. He died at a very young age. It was unbelievable. He had like a computer. He had access to all this svarim, and he shakes out everything. So what the Taz scratches out, he said, the Shach says, yeah, some Rishonim say that. And he rattles off which Rishonim, and then other Rishonim say a different answer. He always mows down all the Tazes. He snows them under with Mar Mekaymus. So he said the two answers given by the Rishonim. So after the Rishonim said the Nochri has Nemanis Mesech Lefitumai because it's Yisurim. And the Gemara in the end of Bava Kama says only Neman by two things. That's in Mominis and Dabashe Bierva, only two things. But by Dechanem Yisurim, every Nochri Mesech Lefitumai will be Neman. You don't need any special Nemanis. Simple. Then the other answer that the Shach gives is that if he's a kfeila aramod, the Loshan Gemara was he's a kfeila, he's a chef. That's what he does for a living. So if we can give him food and he's going to tell us it doesn't taste like this, then we're going to eat it. We say it does taste. So he's a shracha chef. So he's going to lose his business. So we assume that chazoke means ruba delesa kaman uman la morim nasi. He doesn't want to lose his business. So there, the Shach says, if it's going to be a kfeila aramod, a chef, then he's not neman if he's misich lefitum. It has to be davke, not misich lefitum. You have to ask him outright. You are a chef with your expert knowledge. Do you think that this tastes like cholov? So then, if he says with the power vested in me as an expert chef, I say it doesn't have it for that. So then you can say chazok umalomar nasav. It's going to be misich lefitum and toiknish. Then he doesn't have the special neman. See, these are two different answers that the Rishonim gave, contradicting each other. They disagree with each other.
You're just asking, does the thing taste like milk? I mean, I'm asking, is it kosher? Why is it that the two pieces are parallel?
That what?
You're not asking, if someone has to have that manas for kosher, to say, oh, is this piece kosher? So it's not all milk is kosher, and say, oh, yeah, this is kosher.
Yeah.
You're just asking, does it taste like milk and meat? It's a different.
So all it's up based on amonis. He has to have amonis on that. So if a nochri doesn't have amonis, so you don't get the first bait, you don't rely on him. So therefore the Rishonim say, the Shach quotes, the Rishonim say, like the Taz said, the Nochem Mesech Lefitum is good by all Yisurim. And the other Rishonim say, it's not true. Nochem Mesech Lefitum is not even Neman by the Rabbonans. Forget about their rights. Not even Neman by the Rabbonans Mesech Lefitum. And the only reason why the Kfeila Ramos Neman is other Rabbi, not Mesech Lefitum. He's a Kfeila, and he knows that he may lose his reputation. So then you have this Chazoka, the Rubin Lysa, come on, Umalor Marnos. So that's the Mechaba says like that. Mechaba quotes the Gemara. There are more rights. We don't rely on Nemanis of the Kfeila. Why not? And often a Gemara. So that we said the Prima Gadim has two comments. Prima Gadim has two suggestions. Why? In Siman Tzadik Ches. The one suggestion he gave is there's a Yeridus HaDeiris and the Nochem are Yosem Mikulkolim from the way they used to be Bizman HaTalmah. Bizman HaTalmah, they were Erlich HaNochem. Now they're not so Erlich, so we can't trust the Nochem. But if it would be a Jew who would taste it, that would be fine. The religious Jew would have namanis to say that it doesn't taste like it's straight. You can't give a Jew bas b'chalav to tell him to taste it. He's not allowed to eat bas b'chalav. But let's say you give it to a nochri. That was what from Reb Shulam Leib Diskin. You give it to a nochri. Nochri says it doesn't taste like cholav. Then you give it to a svardi. The svardi follows the mechaber and he says tak doesn't taste like cholav. So then the Ashkenazi Jew can rely on the svardi. That was one suggestion that the Prima Gadim gave. Then he gave another suggestion. Maybe the reason why the Ramo says that Nochri is not Neman is because he's choshish for Rashi Shita. We said that Rashi seems to hold whenever you have Lach Balach, Rashi holds a Tamkika Lav Deraisa. Tamkika is Lav Deraisa. But nonetheless, Rashi seems to hold, like the Tosfos in Perek Hazav, whenever you have a Taruvus of Lach Balach, you always need Shishim before you bat an eyelash. You always need Shishim in Atura. And after Shishim, then, if it's min b'mina, we discuss whether min b'mina b'mashu. Rashi happens to pass the min b'mina b'mashu. We don't accept that. We hold min b'mina is not b'mashu. So, according to Rashi, though, you always need shishim. And by min m'shein b'mina, you always need shishim. And after you have the shishim, then we begin to discuss maybe tam kikah deraisa derabban. But you always need shishim. So the primogodim is mesupik. What did the Rama mean by that chumer? When the Rama said you don't rely on the timas anochi. So here there's a shach. The shach that we just read here. Yeah, the shach and sivov. Is this where it is? You don't say Chaticha Nas in the veil. No, it's a different shot. Let me see. Is it Gimel Zayin? Shach every so often writes that the Mechaben Ramah Lishitos, and we had one at the end of Pei Zayin, we had it. No. We had it right at the end of Pei Zayin. So the Mechaber said something about can you taste the flavor? The Shach Lamed Dalet. In Simon Pei Zayin, the Shach Lamed Dalet writes, he says, the Mechaber writes, can you taste the flavor of the Basar? So he can't taste the flavor. It's Muta. The Ramah talks about Shishin. Why did they change the language? They said, the Mechaber Lishitos or the Ramah Lishitos? Chaba Hosei can rely on Timas Kvela, and Ramah Lishitos can't rely on Timas Kvela. But then there's a shach somewhere where he's talking about that. Where it is? There's a shach where he talks about hetera, that a heta fell into paraveh. So the Mechaber writes, it depends whether it has the time of Fleshiks, and the Ramah writes that Misharim Keneged Kulay. Ready? Forgot where it is. So the Shach writes over there, this is the Shitosim. The Mechaber writes, you have to taste it to see if you can taste the flavor of the Fleshiks. He goes, Lishitosim, that you do rely on Tima. And the Ramah goes, Lishitosim, you don't rely on Tima. That Ramah is talking about Hetera. Fleshiks fell into Paraveh. And still the Ramah says, Misharim Keneged Kulay. So the Shach seems to be saying Pshat and the Ramah, not that you don't trust the Nachri. He's talking about Hetera. You don't rely on Tima. You don't rely on Tima. And it's not because of the Rashi either. Because Rashi only says, when you have an Issa falls into Heter, so you always need Shishim by Lach B'Lach before you bat an eyelash. And after the Shishim, then you begin to discuss if it's Mimimina, whether Mimimina B'Masha, Mimimshenimina, whether Tamkika, the Raisa, the Rabbana. But you always need Shishim. But here, this Mechaber and the Ramah, they're talking about Fleshiks fell into Parva soup. And the Ramah still says, Yimishar Keneged Kulay. We're gonna bump into this Mechaber and Ramah in the course of the day, I think. So that Shach seems to be learning a third shot. Not like either suggestion of the Prima God. A third shot. That the Ramah says, we're afraid that maybe Batul Tam HaPeris, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, whatever, people don't have good taste buds. So we're afraid that maybe the Nochri, maybe the Jew, maybe no one knows how to taste. Maybe nobody knows what to taste. Not that they don't have namanas, and not that you always need shishim. It's a different word. We're afraid that, because by hetera you don't need, there is no halacha that you need bitl. It's just halacha if it's not nice and tam, so the yisa doesn't get off the ground. So we'll have to keep our eyes open for that.
No, same time is an objective. Same time is an objective.
It is objective.
The Ramah
says that it's objective. The Chabad says no. Chabad says it depends whether you taste it. And the Ramah said they always require shishim, even by hetera. He says you need shishim. Achumer, they always need shishim. We're afraid maybe the person doesn't realize what he's tasting. So let's see again. So we looked at Tzadik Dalet Sivov.
According to the Rav's pshat in the Shitas Mechaber, the Chaticha Atzma is still Asr, even though he doesn't hold the Chanam Yishar Yisurim, because you need Bittul Mitchilas HaTarubis. So then the Mechaber, it is right for the Mechaber to be Mechadis Yisdin Sari Dalai Bav, no?
Abba Negev to the Bitzolim and Yerukas, they themselves should be Mutl. Okay. That's not, he doesn't finish the sentence like that. He said lechapa nafkemina for that, but the mechaber ends this ends al shishma lekeneged abasa. He doesn't give the punchline. You're saying the punchline should have been lekeneged abasa. But us gam hayirakas va'betzalim will become parah. He doesn't ferize like that. He doesn't end off like that. He just talks about he's talking about chana misharisur. It doesn't apply to heter. So according to the mechaber, what do you need the whole sif for? There is no chana misharisur.
Since if there would have been chana misharisur in this case, it wouldn't have been hetera. So I would have need shishim keneged the whole chaticha. But over here, since it's hetera, so I only need keneged the baser.
Yeah, but he doesn't hold chana misharisur. So what does he write the whole sif for? So you're saying lochapanav came in for a different aspect, but he doesn't write that aspect. He writes in terminology of chanan and so shishim lekeneged abasa. He doesn't write what you wanted him to write.
For the Kela, is that he's worried that he's going to lose his business with Jews, or is that he's worried that he's going to lose his reputation?
Both. He's afraid he'll lose his reputation. Even the non-Jews will going to hear that he's not such a mumcha about tasting foods. So he'll lose some customers over there.
But issue for them, honest, for those more client, is that satisfied by living by standards for business to say, like, we're willing to choose that you will ask her, like, they're not client, just like the going more client.
I mean, would a woman have them honest on an esrog since she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of esrog?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. I would assume that the woman would have them honest, but it's a good question. Why shouldn't there be an issue? I don't know. I hope the women are them on him. I don't know. So here this yesterday we did, there's a famous shach in Chav Beis. In Siman Tzadik Dalet Sivav, there's a famous shach. So yesterday we only did the last seven lines in the shach. There's a machlekes, the shach and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef holds, you only say chanan b'basa b'cholav. You don't say chanan b'shar yisurim. So now there's a machlekes, the Beis Yosef and the shach. What's the din of basa b'cholav that falls into soup, parva soup? Is that, so the Ramot paskins, chaticha nas nevela. Sure, so everything chaticha nas nevela, need shishim connected the whole thing. And the Mechaber holds that that's a chanan b'basa b'cholav. Chanan b'basa b'cholav, even the Mechaber holds from. So the shach is masik. What in the world is he talking about? Chanan b'basa b'cholav means when the basar is nivlan into the cholav is nivlan into the basar. Not basar b'cholav falls into water. Or basar b'cholav falls into part of a soup. Basar b'cholav into hetera is like chanan b'sharisur. So that's the last seven lines. And the shach says, my hope, I'm picking a fight with the Beis Yosef. The whole thing is irrelevant, because as far as we're concerned, the shach is an Ashkenazi. Shach says, we follow the Ramah. The Ramah says, say chanan b'sharisurim also. So of course you're going to say chanan b'basavachol. It is an afkusa. According to the Beis Yosef, chanan b'basavachol is the raisa. And the Beis Yosef holds that b'basavachol into paravah, b'basavachol into kosher is chanan b'basavachol, and that's the raisa. And the shach is disagreeing. The last line in the shach is, my whole fight that I'm picking with the Beis Yosef is irrelevant. It's not exactly irrelevant. The Beis Yosef would hold that this is Chanan Deraisa. And the Shach holds that the Basa B'cholav into Paravah is only Chanan B'sharisurim, it's only going to be the Rabbanon, Afkamina for a Sufik. Rav Shlomo Eger said, if you have a Sufik by Chanan B'sharisurim, it's Sveika Lekula. Because the whole Chanan B'sharisurim is only with the Rabbanon. If you have a Sufik Chanan B'Basa B'cholav, it's a Sufik Deraisa Lekumar. So that's the last seven lines in that Shach. That's very important. This is repeated later in Siman Kuf Gimel Sif Zayin. The Shach repeats it again. Kuf Gimel. The Mechaber repeats it. Mechaber. Here it's only a Beis Yosef. It's not a Mechaber. There in Kuf Gimel Sif Zayin, the Mechaber writes it here. Mechaber writes in Kuf Gimel Sif Zayin. Kiderish iblum mi basa b'cholov, and I cooked water in the pot 12 hours after I cooked the basa b'cholov. So the Mechaber holds that you say the water, and you usually don't have shishim in the water that you're cooking in a pot, can they get the doif nehakli? That's the assumption in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach says unless it's, let's say, an industrial kashrus, you can have a vat that's the size of this room, so and the walls of the vat are not so thick, so it's very common that you have shishim in the food that you're cooking in a pot, can they get the whole thickness of the walls. But in the days of the Shach, they rarely had such gigantic pots. So the Shach says, once in a while you will succeed in having shishim, but usually you don't have. So here the Mechaber writes, there's chanan only basa b'cholav into water. Shari surim into water, chanan shari surim, not goris there. But basa b'cholav into water, he does hold from. So So that's what he writes. Kederi she below me basa b'chola. Why only basa b'chola? So the Bira Gra writes, kishi tosai, that you only say nasis nevela b'basa b'chola. Even though he's not talking basa into cholov, b'cholov into basa, he's talking about basa b'cholov into water. So the Mechaber is going what he wrote in the Beis Yosef there, that the Shach didn't write. He says, yisei chanan in such a case. So if you cook water 12 hours after having cooked the basa b'cholov, and the water is chaticha nas nevela, then the water becomes, because you didn't have shishim in the water, connected the thickness of the kli, you rarely have. In the days of the Shulchan Aruch, you would rarely have shishim in the contents that you're cooking the pot, connected the thickness of the pot. But then when the water is chazim nivla back into the pot, so now you have to calculate, eina ben yoima, you have to wait 24 hours from the shas chimam hamayim, based on the din of chaticha nasas nevela. The Ramah holds, he say chaticha nas nevela, vishari surim as well. So not only if the pot was balua mibasa b'cholov, even if the pot would be balua from chaza, the pot would be balua from dama, from chela, from any yisr, if you cook water within 24 hours after cooking the treif, so the water becomes treif, usually you don't have shishim in the water that you're cooking in pot, connected the thickness of the pot, the water you don't have shishim, so it becomes treif. And I say chaticha atzman as nevela. So now when the water is chozev and ivla into the pot, so now you have to wait 24 hours mishas chimam hamayim. So that's the mechaber there. So the mechaber there is writing with his opinion what he wrote in the Beis Yosef, that basa b'cholav into parave, basa b'cholav into water is chanan b'basa b'cholav. So the Shach disagrees over there also. In Yud Ches, the Shach says that it's all wrong. And then the long part in the Shach Rabbeis, the first part, the first 20 lines, is repeated again in Yud Ches, where the Shach says there's a major mistake over here. The Beis Yosef and the Mechaber made a mistake. This halacha that the Rishonim said, that if you have treifus in a pot, and the Gemara says, Lo'os HaTorah Kadera Bas Yoma, once 24 hours go by, so the bli in the pot is nice and tam levgam, and whatever you're going to cook later on won't become treif. But if chimen b'mayim, if you cooked water in the pot within 24 hours after the treifus, then you have to wait 24 hours, mishas chimam hamayim. So the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber writes that that's based on the principle of chaticha nas nevela. And the Shach says, what in the world is he talking about? Look in the Rishonim who said this then. All those Rishonim deny chaticha nas nevela b'shar yisurim. Rov ha-Rishonim hold like the Abayin Ephraim. They don't subscribe to chanan b'shar yisurim. So how did they ever quote such a din? And they're not talking about basa b'cholim in the pot. Not the way that Beis Yosef said. Mechaber writes then Kuf Gimel over there, Kuf Gimel Sif Zayin, if the pot is below me, they're talking the pot is below from Chazer, Beferish. So why does it make it Mocham of Chimim Bamayim? So the Shach says, no, he misunderstood. But he says misunderstood. The whole part in the Gemara was, if you have treifus balua in the walls of a pot, and it's sitting there for 24 hours straight, nachanan, 24 hours straight without a hefzik, so the Charsus Hakdere is going to be poigame, the balia, and it's going to make it nice and tam levgam. So that's only if it sits there for 24 hours straight. Let's say Kavish Kemavushal. Kavish Kemavushal only applies if it's sitting, let's say you have a piece of meat and it's sitting in dam for 24 hours solid. So then you say Kavish Kemavushal. Let's say it's soaking in the dam for 12 hours and then I remove the piece of meat and I wash it off and then I throw it back into the dam and it's soaking for another 12 hours. 12 hours and 12 hours is not the same as 24 hours straight. Only if it's Kavish Kemavushal is sitting there for 24 hours straight. So the same over here, the Shach explains that the Sefer HaTrumah, the two different Rishonim, there's the Sefer HaTrumah and the Sefer HaTrumos. The Sefer HaTrumah is the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. It's like a kid's of Shulchan Aruch. And Taisus every so often, the Shulchan Aruch, here and here, there, quotes a lot from the Sefer HaTrumah. Then on Choshe Mishpat, much of Choshe Mishpat is patterned after the Sefer HaTrumos. Sefer HaTrumos was a Sfardi, and it was a Talmud of the Ramban, and it's all on Shtoris. It's all on Didimamis and on Shtoris. Two different people. So here he's quoting the Sefer HaTrumah, the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Sefer HaTrumah, and the Smak. So he says, these Rishonim said a different word. If the Treifa Bli is sitting in the walls of the Gedera for 24 hours straight, then the Gemara assumes that it becomes nice in time of God. There's no Pasuk, that's what they assume. La'os HaTor al Gedera Bas Yoma. But if it's sitting in the walls for 12 hours, and then I cook water in the pot, I cook parav in the pot, and the Treifa Bli goes into the food, and then it goes back. There's nothing to prevent them from going back into the Charsus HaKdeira. So it's going to go back into the walls. So it comes out it wasn't sitting straight 24 hours in the walls. It was sitting 12 hours in the wall, then it started to breathe. Then the Treifa Blei went into the water, And it was a breathing. It was no longer having the Charsis Hagdera banging against it to be poigim it. So then when it goes back into the Charsis Hagdera, you got to give it another 24 hours straight sitting in the Charsis Hagdera. That should be poigim. That's the reason why. Because you refresh the flavor of the treifas by chimim b'mayim in between. He says it's bechlal not based on chaticha nasnevel b'sharisum. If it would have been based on chaticha nasnevel b'sharisum, the whole din wouldn't have made any sense. The Shach doesn't theorize, the whole thing, he just says that it's all wrong. It wouldn't make any sense, because we explain, where do we have the din? Melech HaBalua Midam. Where was that? I already forgot what simon everything is. On the assumption that you need Shishim Kenege, the carrier of the Yisr, it's not sufficient that you have Shishim Kenege, the Yisr HaBalua Bo. So there was a Machlek Zerushanim here, Simon Kuf Hei, Sif Yud Dalet. We spent some time on that. So the Rishonim quote of Machlokes, two opinions in the Tosfos on the top of Kuf Ches and the base. Rishonim quote of Machlokes, what does it mean Chaticha Nasnevel B'Sharisum? If you have, let's say, I know how much dam I have. I have 2 spoons full of dam, and the dam was cooked in a pot of soup. So, and some of the soup falls into another pot of soup. So it's not enough to have shishim keneged, let's say the two spoons full of dam that got mixed into the pot of soup. I stirred it and it's all evenly spread out, it's all evenly distributed, and if a little bit of soup falls into, from this tray, if a pot of soup falls into another pot, I know what percentage of the soup is going to have dam or going to have chelav. So we paskin chaticha, there are more paskins bashkenazim, chaticha nan b'shari sura means it's not enough to have shishim kineged, the iser, the proportion of the iser in this kosher soup, you have to have shishim kineged, the whole carrier of the soup. So, what's the din if you have, I salted flesh, and the salt absorbs the dam, so the salt is going to be treif. After I finish salting the flesh, I can't scrape off all the salt from the flesh and then mix it into a pot of soup, because the melech is balua midam, so it's a treif, it's treif. But now I calculate, I have shishim against all of the salt. But salt is avida l'taima. Salt is nois and tam, a little bit of salt, a few specks of salt, are nois and tam, even past shishim. So would you say, chaticha atzma nasas nevela, and since the melach is avida l'taima, so the dam doesn't become bottle? Or do you say, no, the aloch of chaticha nas nevela b'sharishim is only a din in calculating shishim, that's all. So that's how we paskin. That's Simen Kufay, Sif Yudala. I think it's the last Sif. Yeah, that's the very last Sif in Simen Kufay. Everything here, Kufay, Tzadik Beis, everything is a repeat. Libegachaz is the same thing over and over and over again. That's what the Vilna Gaon always says. On Sif Ches, he says, Kanal B'Sif Beis. Then he says, Simen Kufay, Kanal B'Simen Tzadik Beis. Everything is Kanal, as mentioned above. You have the same din mentioned 25 times in the Yeridei. It's just another case where you're applying the same thing. So here the Mechaber has this Shaila. So he passes Melech HaBalo Midam Kigom HaMelech HaZbasa Vinos Nuhu B'Gdeiro. So he says Em Yeshishim Kenegan HaMelech Mutar Afal Pide Ramos Afal Pisham Melech Adai Nes and Tam B'Gdeiro Ma'ach Shein HaMelech HaZa Machmas Atzma La Machmas Dam Shebetocho Kol Mokam Shein HaOyser Yochal Leilach Shom Ein HaNeser Oyser Yosem In HaOyser. That was Tosis Kasha. Tosis asked, if you hold Chanan B'Shar Yisurim, so you say I did Sli, and I had Nevela broiling next to Kshera. So the Nevela gives an Asinus Tam into the first, we're Machman to the first Kedena Tila. Why doesn't it go Vaita? No, it doesn't go Vaita because Ein Bulu Yotze Beloi Raita. So the Bulua, it only goes Kedena Tila, and the Bulia doesn't go Vaita. But the Tam of the first Kedena Tila, the flesh of the first Kedena Tila is going to go Vaita. So if you say Chatir Chatzmanasis Nevela, so let the tam of the first, the tam of the nevela that was nivlen to the first kedei netila is not going to travel any further. It doesn't go past kedei netila, but the tam of this piece of flesh should go vaita, and this piece of flesh should chaticha atzma nasa nevela. So Tosfos says that's not a problem. Ein hanesa yochalesa b'mokam sheni yisi yochal lahalach l'sham. It's a whole mouthful. So the Ramah quotes that whole statement. What has got to do with melech habalo midam? It's based on the same principle. What it means is when you say chaticha nasa nevela, like the Chavis Dasa. When you say chaticha nasvel, it's not to be taken literally. It does mean a heta napach liasis. It's just a din. When you have isa going, it's not enough to calculate shishim Keneged the Yisr, you have to calculate Shishim Keneged the whole carrier of the Yisr. But if you have the first Kedei Netila and the Tam HaBalua from the Nevegah is not going to travel further. So what are you just worried about? The Tam of the first Kedei Netila is going to go Kedei Netila to the next one. So the first Kedei Netila never became Treif. That's not what it means. Chatich HaTzmanas Nevegah becomes Treif. It doesn't become Treif. The first Kedei Netila remains kosher. The mice, I can't eat it because it has the Treif of Balia that's Balua into it. But it per se never became Treif. So just like over there, we say, the first Kedei Netila was Nesar Machmas, the Tzli of the Nevela that was next to it. But that Nesar does Nasa the next Kedei Netila, because the Yisa doesn't go by it. The Yisa only goes Kedei Netila. It's just the din of calculating Shishin when you know you have an Yisa. So he says, oh yeah, I already have Shishin Keneged the Melech. There's no halacha that you have to be Mevatel the Melech, that you should say, since the Melech is Avido Letayim, it can't become Batel. The Melech never became Treif. I just have to be Mevatel Adam. Mevatel Adam is Shishim Meginuk. So that's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. But Tosfos quoted other Rishonim who disagreed. And they were of the opinion that Chanan Bishar Yisurim is not only a din in calculating Shishim, probably only a din with the Rabbanon, like the Shach Pas. Chanan Bishar Yisurim is only a Rabbanon. What's the din, the Rabbanon? Why do you have to calculate Shishim carrying the whole thing? Because this din with the Rabbanon, according to one opinion of Torah, a din in HaTorah, this din is that you have to be Mevatel, the whole carrier of the Yisus. So here it's Melech HaBulo Midam, so you have to be, it's not just to calculate Shishim, Keneged the Yisur. You calculate Keneged the whole carrier. No, you have to be Mevatel, the carrier. So that's why you normally need Shishim, Keneged the whole carrier. So if the carrier of the Yisur is Melech, Melech is Avida L'taima, so it's not going to become Botel. So we don't accept that opinion. We don't pass it like that. So getting back to this case, the Beis Yosef understood, the Shach claims he misunderstood. The Beis Yosef understood that the Sefer HaTrumah and the Smak, both in the Balei HaTosfos from the Ashkenazi Rishonim, that they held if you cook treifas in a pot, and then 12 hours later, Chimim Bomayim, you say Chaticha Nas Nevela, the water becomes treif, because you probably don't have Shishim in the water, Keneged the thickness of the pot, then there's nothing to prevent the treifas to go back into the pot, and now you have to wait 24 hours, Mishas Chimim Hamayim. Why? The treifa b'liya really 12 hours after cooking the water, 12 hours before and the 12 hours after the chimam ha'mayim amit starfim, according to the Beis Yosef. The amit starfim. The chaza was nivla into the pot for 12 hours, then chimam b'mayim, then it's sitting in the charsak there another 12 hours. So the shach says, but it was breathing, it was refreshed, it took a shower in between. So you got to count 24 hours all over again. That's how the shach understands. The only time the charsak there is poigim the treifa b'liya is if it sits 24 hours straight. But the Mechaber didn't think like that. So what did the Mechaber understand? The 12 hours before the Chimam HaMayim is mitzvah for the 12 hours after the Chimam HaMayim, so the Treif of Liyah really is nice and tam l'vgam. But the water is nice and tam l'shvach. So you have to be mevatel the water. No, that's going to take an... You have to be mevatel the carrier of the Yisr. So the carrier of the Yisr is still nice and tam l'shvach for 24 hours to left the Chimam HaMayim. So Gival, that's against the psak by Melech HaBalua Midam. We don't paskin like that. You don't have to be mevatel. You don't have to be mevatel the melech. The halacha just says chanan b'shar yisurim is a din. How do you calculate the shishim? It's not halacha. Even with the rabbanon, there is no such halacha. You have to be mevatel the carrier of the yisurim. If you would have said you have to be mevatel the carrier, you would have said melech habulo midam zavila l'taim is not bottle. So the whole Beis Yosef is a pilek loin. The whole thing is a pela agabi pela. The shach proves that the rishonim who formulated this din. Chimam b'mayim, you have to wait 24 hours. They're the ones who deny Chanan b'shar yisurim. So it can't be based on that. And then secondly, it can't be based on that because we don't accept that opinion of Melech HaBalo Midam, that the Melech can't be bottled. We say you only have to be Mevatel Yisr. It's just that they're calculating Shishim, that's all. So how does it apply here? The Trefa B'liya became nice and Tam Levgam. Either water is that the carrier of the Yisr is not nice and Tam Levgam. What do I care about the carrier? There's no requirement to be mevatel a carrier. That was exactly the machlokes in Kufay Sif Yudalid. By Melech HaBalo Midam, do you have to be mevatel a carrier mid the Rabbanon or not? We say you don't have to. It's just a din in calculating Shishim. Yeah.
According to the Shach, that what's involved with the water is only is like Hanan.
Shari Surim.
So is the calculation of Mehis is from the first, from the Basma Chalav in the world, or from the Shach Shimon Ramayim? Because if it's from the Shach Shimon Ramayim,
He's saying that there's a first calculation for Namdi Raka, Namdi Rabban. There's no Namdi going that way. The calculation of many slaves, which is the whole Shah.
Again, if you have Basa Bechola, Balu on a pot, then I should Mechamim Mayim. So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to wait 24 hours, Mishas Chimim Hamayim. So the Shulchan Aruch understood the reason why, because it's based on Chanan. And the Shach thinks that this is, and even though the Shulchan Aruch denies Chanan Bishari Surim, this is called Chanan Bibasa Bechola. And the Shach thinks that it's not correct.
He thinks it's like Shari Surim.
He thinks that it's like Shari Sun, yeah.
But according to the Shach, where you calculate main slaves?
Mishas Chimim Hamayim.
So then there's no Nafkusa.
There's no Nafkusa. I mean, the Shach himself holds that the Chimim Hamayim is a din deraisa. Chanan Mishari Sun is only a din derabbanan. So according to the Rabbi Yosef Karo, that Chimim Hamayim is based on Chanan, and the Shach would hold that that's Chanan Bishari Surim, so that would be the Rabban. The Shach himself holds not based on Chanan. He holds based on you refresh the flavor. So the Shach holds that the din of measuring 24 hours after Shas Chimim Hamayim is a din deraisa. It was not a din de Rabban. It's not based on Chanan. It can't be based on Chanan. The Rishonim who formulated it don't believe in Chanan Bishari Surim. So according to the Shach, he's saying it is a din deraisa. Okay, according to the Shach himself, that you have to measure 24 hours, Mishas Chimim Hamayim is not based on Chanan, it's rather a din deraisa, that the Charsis Hagder only succeeds in making the Tam HaBolo Boliv Gam if it sits for 24 hours straight. If it's refreshed in between, you got to start counting at 24 hours all over again. So you say, according to the Shach himself, that's a din deraisa. That's not based on Chanan, which is only the Rabban. So that's what he means by the last line, Uli Didan. Ain't nafkusa b'zegi. Okay.
It's not far enough. What the Shach says earlier is that it's not far enough the Yisurim, which always remain. What he talked about earlier, the smak, and then he argues the smak.
Yeah.
The tour, he says it's not far enough the Yisurim, which always continues. So even if you have a basur called balua, which only creates chanami derabanan, it's not far enough the Yisurim, which always exists. Melo, you can't mishas kim online.
Okay. That is correct. Bottom line, it is correct. Ain't nafkusa. Yeah. When my taina was, if you would have held like the Beis Yosef, but the Shach doesn't agree with that. If you would have held like the Beis Yosef, the Chimim Hamayim requires another Hamtana of 24 hours because it's on Chanan, so then that Chanan would only be the Rabbanon. And the other Chanan, according to the Beis Yosef, would be Chanan deraisa by Basa B'cholav into water. So that will be an Afkusa if you have a Suffolk. Suffolk Chanan under Rabbanon is Lekula, Suffolk Chanan under Raisa is Lekumi. But the Mshach himself, the whole thing is not correct. It's not based on Chanan. Okay? So the Shach Lishi Tosai, he writes correctly, Ein Afkusa. That is correct. Okay? That is correct, Ein Afkusa. So again, this Shach is important. He appears both in Kufay Sivkotan Yudches, what did I say? No. In Kuf Gimel, Sivkotan Yudches, as well as in Tzarik Dalet, Sivkotan Chav Beis, he repeats both of his disagreements with the Beis Yosef. The one disagreement that Basa B'cholav into water is Shari Surim, it's not called Basa B'cholav. And the second disagreement that the whole din of the Sefer Truma and the smak, the Sefer Mitzvah's cotton, that you have to calculate Mishas Chimim Hamayim, the Beis Yosef understood that it's based on Chanan Bishari Surim, and the Shach says it can't be based on Chanan Bishari Surim. It's simply because it had a refresher in between. In order to become Levgam, it has to be sitting in the Charsis Hagdera for 24 hours straight. Okay. Good enough. Let's see, let's start Simon Tzad Gimel a little bit. These were things that we learned. We basically discussed all these things.
How long does it take for slaves and Dover Tzorian to get absorbed into the Dover
Negrer? Dover Tzorian?
To get into the Dover Negrer.
Kavush?
Yeah.
Kavush is usually, that's the first Sif in Kufay. The Gemara says, Itor le kuliyon me bechelva. So we pass in the Beis Yosef quoted three opinions. Whether Kuliyama means 3 days, how can I say it says Kuliyama? How can I say 3 days? So they said it based on the Gemara, that the Gemara talks about Mili Yiri Gimel Yamin. If you have a tray for Kli, that was Balea B'tzainen, it was Balea Stami Yen, like they Tzainen. So Kibola Kachpolti Yikashavit B'tzainen, even though it's Kli Cheres, and Kli Cheres Hagol doesn't help. Hagol doesn't help means if it had a Balea B'chamin, but if it had a Balea B'tzainen, So then you can kasher it. So the Beis Yosef quotes some Rishonim and say, from the fact that you need Mila V'Yira Gimel Yamim, that shows Kibola Kach Polta, that's how it's Bolea. It's Bolea 3 days. 72 hours has to be kosher. So we don't accept that because of the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you soak flesh in milk for 24 hours, it doesn't become treif man atar because derech bishlas atarah. Masheni ken shari surim, if you soak it kuli yama for 24 hours, it does become us. So the 72 hours we don't accept. And then kuli yama, the Beis Yosef quotes further machlokes. Kuli yama means 24 hours, but kuli yama means the daytime. A day, calendaric day, has a day and a night. So some Rishonim say 12 hours. So we pask in the middle sheet. We don't accept 72 hours, we don't accept 12 hours, we pask in 24 hours. But Rashi writes in a few places, Kovish Kemavushal, Rashi writes Kovish Bitsir. Kovish Bitsir. What is Rashi Hakim Kovish Bitsir? Kovish in water is also Kovish. So the Rosh comes to explain the Rashi. That's the Shach in the beginning of Kufay. The Rosh comes to explain the Rashi. That's the Shach's cotton base. He's commenting on the Shulchan Aruch. Where did the Shulchan Aruch get these two dinim? So he said, that's the Rosh's compromise. If it's Kovish in water, Adama, something, Kovish 24 hours, Kuli Yoyma. If it's Kovish Bitsir, what does Rashi want Kovish Bitsir? Oh, that becomes Kovish even less than 24 hours. And how long do you need? So that's the Darki Tshuva quotes a Machlekes. So he quotes that the Teferis Yisrael Mishnayis writes that 18 minutes, a shear mill. And he disagrees, he says, no, the later Achranim say it's not correct, 18 minutes is a different din. It's either 6 minutes or 8 minutes. And then the Shach has a Machlekes with Rabbi Yosef Karo. What's the din of Kovish Bechoymetz? Is it only Kovish Betzir because it's seer? Tzir is the juice that comes out when you salt the flesh or you salt the fish. So tzir is water that has melach in it, mei melach. So kovish be mei melach is another form of maliach kiresech. Maliach kiresech means you have two pieces of meat, one next to the other, two pieces of fish, one next to the other, and the tray for piece of fish is maliach, it's salty, so then it makes a blia kadei klipa, and if the thing is kovish, then it goes more than kadei klipa, then it goes kadei kulam. So it's basically, the shachol that is basically a din of maliach kiresech. And instead of only asking k'day klipa, it asks k'day kula because you have a reitav over here. So it's a kovish. And the mechaba holds it's not a branch. Kovish bitzir is not a branch of the din of maliach kireseach. It's a branch of the din of dovah charif. You have a whole bunch of chumras on dovah charif. So this is one of the chumras. Even kovish b'chaimetz. Chaimetz is also dovah charif. Even though the chaimetz doesn't have any salt in it, kovish b'chaimetz is also kovish kemevushal in 6 minutes. And the shach gives him over the head. Shachs of Kutten Bay says it's against all the Rishonim, and the Bay says it made a mistake. They all made the same mistake, but the Levush made the same, so he gives them over there. The Levush, he's disagreeing with all those who said like that. Rabbi Yosef Kari says, here, in Kufes, in Kutten Bay, Gam the Levush, Baterezov, Kosov, Kolosh, and Vachaber, Velechole, Velamargish. He didn't even realize that there's a problem. He's disagreeing with everybody, but the Levush gets an extra bop over that because he always disagrees with the Levush. So the Mishnah Berurah also paskins like the Shach and the Chos Pesach. Mishnah Berurah paskins the one makel on kovish b'chaymetz, only makel on kovish b'tzir. Yeah. What's the din? There's a shach, that Shach Siman Kuf Hei Sifkot and Base, where he disagrees with the Mechaber. And he holds that only Kovish Bitsir, not Kovish Bechaimetz, because it's not a branch of the din of Dovacharif, it's rather a branch of the din of Maliach Kiresteh. We had this in Pei Zayin, that the Ramor wrote Lechatchila, you shouldn't allow the Cholov to sit in the Or HaKeva for 6 minutes, because there's the Yisavaheta says that it's Chomutz Miyod, it's very sharp. That was the Shach Peizayin Siv Kodin Chavav. Lachatchila Ein Lahanicha Disavet. It says was Atam Mefurisham and Disavet. The Shchol Avakei Becharif Vechomut Sharei Mamidim Bo. So that Lachatchila is the Ramos says you should be choshesh Lachatchila for that Mechaber that the Shach says is wrong. But B'Yevud we don't pass like that. There is no din of Kovish by Dovacharif. The din of Kovish is Bitzir because it's a Maliach. So that's the first half of Simin Kufes of Kotin Beis. That's the first half of that Shach. He straightens out the record. He says, Kovish Bitsir and not Kovish B'chaimetz. Then the second half of Sivkot and Beis, Kosav Yisavaheter in big letters. He says, Kosav Yisavaheter. Yisavaheter says, Kovish works in both directions. I have a tray for liquid that's sitting in a pot for 24 hours and makes the walls of the pot tray. What if I have kosher liquid soaking in a trefa pot for 24 hours? So the Yisav Hetzer says it goes in both directions. If you have trefa liquid sitting in a pot for 24 hours, makes the pot trefa. And if you have kosher soup sitting in a pot, cold, kosher soup sitting in a pot for 24 hours, and the pot is trefa, so you say kavish kimelushal, the other direction makes it trefa. So the Shach says, the Taz and the Shach, they both say the same thing. They pass it like this. He disagrees with the Yisav Hetzer. Every so often, he says, how can it be? The din of kovish kemevushal is only after 24 hours. By the end of the 24 hours, it's going to become nice in time of God. So kovish is always a rule. The trefa pot can never aser al yidei kovish. Only trefa liquid can aser the pot al yidei kovish. But the trefa pot can never aser the food al yidei kovish.
Because the 24 hours
would have
even
pogim the time. Yeah, because by the time it's going to come to the end of the 20 kovish kevimushal is only full 24 hours. By the time you get to the last few minutes of the 24 hours, the bli and the pot is really going to be nice and tam levgam. So it doesn't ask. That's the shach's time. The shach and it does. That's how he paskan la locha like that. Yeah. Let's see. The beginning of Tzadi Gimel, we have a couple of topics that we already covered. Oh yeah, here was again, yeah. The beginning of Tzadi Gimel, Kedera Shibisha Basar, Lo Yavasha Bacholot. What if you wait 24 hours? So we had the Ra'or, quoted by the Ritva, and the last half of it is our holds that by Hetera Bala, they never made Xerah Ene Ben Yom Ota Ben Yom. This Ra'or appears. The Ra'or wrote his own commentary on the Torah Sabayis. The Rajva wrote a sefer Torah Sabayis. And the anybody have a watch? The Rajva wrote a sefer Torah Sabayis. The Rajva learned by the Ramban. So he quotes a lot of things from the Ramban. And the Ra'or also learned by the Ramban. Same time. So every so often he'll disagree with what he quotes from the Ramban. He said the Ramban never said it. And usually he disagrees on things that the Rajva said on his own. He doesn't disagree so much about quoted quotations. Once in a while, he even disagrees about what he quoted from the Ramban. He says the Ramban never said it. So the Ra'or there says the same thing, that by Hetera Bola, there is no din of Eina Ben Yom, or Gzeira Eina Ben Yom. The Shulchan Aruch has a whole simon dedicated. The assumption is against the Ra'or, simon Tzadi Gimel. The first half is the Beferish Ebrasi, Kedera Shebisha B'chol Le'i Bashabach, Kedera Shebisha B'basa Le'i Bashabach, Chol B'tach Mishleis Erasis, but then it continues to say, even if it's Eina Ben Yom, you're not allowed to cook. So no one even quotes the Ra'or. The first one who starts considering the Ra'or was Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuva. When you have a tziruf of different things, if it's Hetera Bola, and it's after Yud Beis Chodesh, and the Chacham Tzvi holds after Yud Beis Chodesh, you never have to kasha any kelim. The Gemara has that in the last parak in Avodah Zarah. If you have klei hayayin, you have barrels of wine, and the barrels of wine had contained in them stam yenom, and it's balua, so the Gemara says if you empty out the barrels and they sit empty for 12 months, then you don't have to kasha the barrels. So the Chacham Tzvi understands that that's a kulin kol hatera kulin. And all of the classical poskim hold it's not true. It's a special kulin stam yenom. The kula doesn't apply to anything else, only by stam yenom. But you have the Chacham Tzvi is mekel. Then you have if it's a klicheres, so we say hagola doesn't help. So the tour. In the beginning of the second Chelik Yeridaya, there's a simon about Nosin Tam of Gam, Kuvchav Gimel or something, Kuvchav Beis or Kuvchav Gimel. So the Torah quotes from the Balo Itur that the Yerushalmi says if you have Truma Bizman Azeh, there's only the Rabbanon. So if you have Truma Bizman Azeh was cooked, Truma is also Lazar. So if the Truma Bizman Azeh was cooked in a Klicheres, so then, since it's only an Issa de Rabbanon and the Yisurim de Rabbanon, there are different levels. It's an Issa de Rabbanon Kal, it's not an Issa de Rabbanon Chomor. So even though it's a Klicheris and Hagola doesn't work on a Klicheris, if you do Hagola Gimel Pamim, then it says in the Yerushalmi that it's good. A Yerushalmi. So this Yerushalmi is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Menegeh to Bisholakim, Pasakim, those kind of things. If you have a Bli of Bisholakim, it's a Chumrek, Zerim de Rabbanon. So if you do Hagola Gimel Pamim on a Klicheris, it'll help. So the Baluiter generalizes it. He says, whenever you have a pot that's only treif from the Rabbanon, and the pot is a klicheris, and Hagola doesn't help. But if it's only treif from Rabbanon, Hagola does help if you do Hagola Gimel Pamim. What's that? Is Hagola Gimel Pamim? We said, Rabitzala Panavezhe writes in the Sefer Zecha Yitzchak, he says, HaTorah Hida Klicheris, when you do Hagola and Klicheris, we're not sure. Maybe the Hobliya did come out, maybe the Hobliya didn't come out, we're not too sure. If you do Hagol Gimel Pamim, so there's more of a latest HaSafek, then maybe the Hagolah did work. Hagolah Gimel Pamim, the Chazanish says, doesn't mean you dip it three times into the same pot. He thinks you dip it three times and he didn't accomplish anything. You have to dip it into three different pots. Maybe the water here is hotter for some reason or another. Even though they're all three burners on the same stove. So maybe this Hagolah didn't work, maybe that Hagolah helped, maybe that one didn't help, maybe the next one helped. So it makes it into a Sveika de Rabbana Lekulam. So the Baloita generalizes, whenever you have a pot that's treif me de Rabbanan, either the Tchilas Habliya was an Issa de Rabbanan, or the Tchilas Habliya was treif me natar, chazer shmaltz, but you waited 24 hours, so it's ain't a ben yomo. So it's only awesome de Rabbanan. So whenever it's only awesome de Rabbanan, if you do Hagol Gimel Pamim, it's good. So the Torah says we don't accept that opinion. We are only makel if it's an Issa de Rabbanan kal melech atchila. But if it was chazer shmaltz, it was real treifers, basa b'cholam nevela, was nivla, and you wait 24 hours, that's a gzeira, that's a din de rabban chomer. Gzeira ain't a binyan bat demyan, that's mo chomer. Hagol gimel pamim doesn't help. So that's why Rabbi Kiveger writes. If you have a klicheris, and we used it for fleishiks, kosher, and now it's after Yud Beis Chodesh, according to the rabban, ain't a binyan bat demyan, doesn't apply to heterabol. And according to the, so you don't have to kosher at all, according to the rabban. We don't accept the Ra'wah. According to the Chacham Tzvi, you already waited 12 months. Again, you don't have to kasher at all. We don't accept the Chacham Tzvi either. And then the Baluita says, if we do Hagol Gimel Pamim, Manikli Cheres, that'll help if it's Ein Ben Yomo. It's already over a year. And we don't accept that either. The Torah says, we don't accept it. Rabbi Kivega says, you're not mechuyev to pile up all the chumras. If you have, that's like a Tzira Fashit. It's like a Svek Svek. Maybe the din is like the Baluita. Maybe the din is like the Chacham Tzvi. Maybe the din is like the Ra'wah. We say, Eilu v'eilu divi l'kimchai means that the Shita that is not accepted doesn't mean that he's dead wrong. He was a Toya. It has some legitimacy to it. So the Rebbe Kivega is Mitzarif. If you have a Tziruf of all of the Svaras together, so there's room to be Mekel. If you do Hagol, Gimel Pam after a year, so you can rely on that. Now Rav Moshe has a Tshuva based on that. Rebbe Kivega, he quotes Rebbe Kivega's Tshuva, so based on that, he also negotiates like that to be Mitzarif a lot of things. That's what we mentioned. Rav Chaim Balozhiner has in the collection of chulas that's called Chutam Shulosh. They have the chulas by the three Rosh Yeshiva in Balozhin. So they have the first third of the Sefer's chulas from Rav Chaim Balozhiner, and then they have from Rav Hillel, and then Rav Lezer Richer, the two sons-in-law of Rav Chaim Balozhiner. They were Rosh Yeshiva in Balozhin after he passed away. So the famous section is the first third, the chulas of Rav Chaim Balozhiner. So one of the chulas, he has a line that they quote in the history books, not taken out of context. It really says it. That the Vilna Gaon gave him instructions, you should never give a psak based on a tziruf hashitas. Because the Vilna Gaon held that he had in Hakdomet to the Bi'ar Agron Shulchan Aruch, the children of the Vilna Gaon write that they heard from their father that he felt that he had rayas mechrochas men agimara shein aleim tshuva, absolute hoichochas, and every machlikas are showing him what the din is. So if it's absolutely always gepaskin against the Ra'or, and against the Chacham Tzvi, and against the Baloita, so there's nothing to discuss. Wrong, wrong, and wrong. Wrong. There's zero with zero. What is there to be mitzar? But usually, most of the poskim were never so 100% convinced that the Baloita is wrong, and the Chacham Tzvi is wrong, and the Ra'or is wrong. We usually say, we're not so 100% convinced. We usually assume like this, but if you have a Tzira Fashita, so then there's room to be made. And he said the same thing. Tzirv Hashitas is to be Mekel. Then we have a concept, Lahachman, Hilchas Treifas. Sometimes you have a Shaila and Hilchas Treifas with Mekel. Then you have another Shaila with Mekel. But if you have the two Shailas on near each other, two issues in Hilchas Treifas, and they're related to each other, even though on A alone you would be Mekel, and B alone you would be Mekel, but A and B are near each other, that's called Tartile Reyusa. So that's the Rishonim quote from the Ravid. It's based on the Gemara on Dav Gimel Omer Aleph in Maseches Nida. The Gemara says if you have a case of Tartile Reyusa by Tumah Vetara, so then you machmer, but in the context, the original Tartile Reyusa in the Gemara means something totally different. And then the Gemara says something similar to that, Tartile Reyusa, you machmer by Tumah Vetar. So the Ravid writes, what the name, Tartile Reyusa and Hilchas Treifas. And they have Gans in his forum. The Prima Godim doesn't have a whole Sefer. Prima Godim has a whole section where he gives the rules and regulations of Tartile Reyusa, when it does apply, when it doesn't apply. And later, after the Prima Godim, they wrote complete Svarim about this. What are the rules and regulations of Tartile Reyusa? So Rav Chaim Balozhiner writes that he had instructions from the Vilna Gaon never to be machmer on a Tartile Reyusa. If the din is that A is mutter and B is mutter, means that we have rayas mechrochas shein aleim tshuva that A and B is mutter. So you don't have to be mitzarf the chumis over here. The shita that's not accepted is absolutely not accepted and it's wrong. So that we usually don't follow that recommendation that Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim Volozhin quotes from the Vilna Gaon, never to be mitzarv shitas to be meiko, and never to be choshish for taita l'rius. All the poskim are choshish for taita l'rius, and there are mitzarv shitas to be meiko. We're never so convinced 100% that that we figured out the din absolutely correct. So getting back over here. So in Tzadi Gimel Aleph, the Shach writes again what he wrote there in Pei Zayin. Where do we have that? We had in Pei Zayin Lamed Dalet. The Shach was Medayik. The Mechaber writes in Yesh Botam, because the Mechaber goes to Lishitosa, you can give it to Akfei LaRamah. And the Ramah goes to Lishitosa, that you should never rely on Tehima, you always need Shishim. So he makes the same deal over here. The Ramah writes in the first page inside the Gimel, Tzorch Lishai Kenegat Kolak, there the Ramah is talking about measuring Shishim. There is no way out of this mess. You got to measure shishim. And the Mechaber says, you toyim it to see if it has tam and tam. Mechaber goes, Lishitosei, you do timas kvela. And the Ramah goes, Lishitosei, you never do any timas kvela, you always need shishim. Yeah. Here is a shayla, the shach said cut and base. Shach cut and aleph, shach cut and base. Yeah, he's quoting dinim from the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say I know that I cooked a spoonful of chazer schmaltz in a pot. So I know, and it's a pot that has very thick walls. So the Gemara says, whenever you have, let's say, a piece of chazer meat, the vela meat, falls into a pot of soup. So you have to measure shishim kineged, how much tam came out from the piece of meat. How do you know how much time came out from the piece of meat? A little bit of time came out. How are you going to figure out how much time? I take out the piece of meat and I throw it out. It's nevela. I throw it out. So how much time went out? So the Gemara says, Le'adina kamen ofik b'nei. We have no way to figure out how much time. So you have to be mishayer keneged kulo. You have to be toif is the worst imaginable. Chumra is if the whole thing disintegrated. It didn't disintegrate. I took the piece of meat and I threw it out. You have to measure keneged kulo. So let's say I have a treifer pot that's a ben yomo. I cook treifers in the pot. I don't know how much treifers got. I had a whole pot full before. So now I'm going to cook kosher food. I don't need shishim now. Can I get the pot full of treifer soup that I cooked before? The goy ate up the treifer soup. There isn't any treifer soup. The maximum treifer soup that could be is bolua in the doifna hakdeir. So how much treifer soup is ready? Bolua, a little bit is bolua. But how do you know how much is bolua? So just like the Gemara says, if a piece of chaz, a piece of nevela falls into a pot of soup, and I take it out and I throw it out, lo yadina kamen, ofik minei, we don't know how much blia came out from the tray for piece of meat, so you have to be mishar keneged kulo. So what dinami, if you cooked kosher soup in a tray for pot, you don't have to measure shishim keneged the whole volume of tray for soup that was there from before. The guy made up the tray for soup, but you have to measure keneged the highly improbable, impossible possibility that the whole thickness of the charsis hagdeira is balua with the treifa soup. We know it's not so, but we have no way to calculate what percentage of the thickness of the walls has treifa blia, and it went into the pot, so you have to measure shishim kineged kula. So what happens, let's say, what happens if they cooked the treifa soup 2 days ago, and today when I cook the kosher soup, the whole treifa is zeina ben yom. But it does not submit the evidence, not in time of God. What happens if they cooked a little bit of treifus within the last 24 hours, and they cooked a lot of treifus more than 24 hours ago? So whatever they cooked more than 24 hours ago, you forget about. That's Eina Ben Yoma. Whatever they cooked within the last 24 hours, so that's not in time of God. Unless I cook the second one within 24 hours of the first one, then chimen b'mayim refreshes it, so then you start all over again. So the shach writes over here, you always have to measure shishim kenega the thickness of the pot. If you cook kosher food in a tray for pot, you have to measure shishim kenega the thickness of the pot. Lo yadina kamen ofing b'nei, you don't know. Let's say, I know how much treifus I cooked. I only cook one spoonful of treifus. A guy needed a bowl of treifus soup, and he cooked some pork and beans, and I know it was only 3 spoonsful. And the whole pot is balua, but this morning we cooked soup. So this morning we cooked kosher soup in the pot. Until this afternoon, the pot was kosher. We always cook kosher. And then this afternoon, 3 hours ago, the Nochri cooked three tablespoons of treifa schmaltz in the pot. So you have to measure shishim keneged what? So the shach says, well, if the kosher b'liya in the pot is still ben yomo, so it's not nes and tam l'shvach, it's not nes and tam l'vgam, and the treifa b'liya and the treifa chazer schmaltz was cooked this afternoon 3 hours ago. So I say chaticha nasis nevele in the balu and the pot. So now you have to measure keneged the whole dofne hakdera, because the whole thickness of the dofne hakdera may be balua with kosher soup, and that kosher soup has a tam of chazer schmaltz in it. So I know the chazer schmaltz, they just cooked it 3 hours ago. It was only 3 teaspoons or 3 tablespoons, whatever. It's not enough to have shishim keneged the 3 spoons full. You have to measure shishim keneged the whole dofne hakdera, because you didn't have shishim in the dofne hakdera keneged the chazer schmaltz. So I say chaticha nas nevela bishar isur. So you have to measure keneged kula. But what happens if I haven't used the pot in 24 hours? We haven't cooked at all. We cooked kosher soup in the pot last week. We haven't cooked at all. And then 3 hours ago we cooked two spoons of chazer schmaltz. So you can't say chaticha nas nevela. What's chaticha nas nevela? The whole balu in the pot is from a week ago. Everything is nice and tam levgam. So that's not called the carrier of the Issa. You have to measure, you have to calculate shishim keneged. Not enough, chanam mishar yisurim, not enough to measure shishim keneged the Issa. You have to measure shishim keneged the carrier of the Issa. But medvar mamurim, if the carrier of the Issa is a food, the food means royal achila. What if the food is nifsam achila? It's nice and tam levgam. So then you don't have to measure shishim keneged. Let's say I have a brand new kli that was absolutely never used. And I cook a teaspoon, I cook a spoonful of chazer. So you say chaticha nas nevela on the pot, on the charsis of the pot. So the Ramur quotes a machlokes about that, where they say chaticha nas nevela on the pot. The accepted opinion is that you don't. Then the Shach writes in some cut and base inside the Gimel, some cut and base. Well, come on, if Simon Tzarikhes, there's a machlokes where they say chanan. Maybe I should distinguish between a klicheres and a kli mateches. That a klicheres any yotzei midei dofyach hagola doesn't help. So maybe on a klicheres I should say chanan on the pot, and on the kli mateches where hagola does help, maybe I should say there no chanan. So the Shach says there is such an opinion in Rishon, but we don't accept that opinion. And that's later. That's machlokes. The Shach himself and the Goen hold that no one ever said like that. What do you mean chanan on a pot that has no bli at all, on a klicheres that's klicheres chodosh has no bli at all? Going to say chanan on the charsa gdera. So the Shach and the Ramah says yeah, there is an opinion like that. And we don't accept it. The Shach and the Goyim say there never was such an opinion. What do you mean? That's not the carrier of the Issa, has to be food. So that's what the Shach writes over here. It's a double posha like that. It's chazering over. If the Kedera is Balua from Eina Ben Yomo, I haven't cooked in a pot in a month. And now I cook a spoonful of chazer. So you don't say chanan on the whole bliya and the walls of the pot. It's nice and tam levgam. You only have to measure shishin keneged the spoonful of chazer that I just cooked now. Okay, we'll be in there tomorrow. We'll continue. Mm-hmm.